How many people does the agency behind it intend to subjugate? How many planets? It is a threat which the Assembly cannot be allowed to ignore in favor of its usual horse trading. He considered the option of total mobilization before reluctantly dismissing it. There wasn't enough evidence to convince the President, not yet. It would come eventually, he was in no doubt of that. For the moment we will do what we can to contain the spread of this plague whilst trying to find Latin. The Fleck from Olsen Neal also went on to report that Terence Smith has met with some success in recruiting mercenaries and combat-capable starships for Governor Rexu. That Black Hawk made excellent time from Tranquility, a little over 2 days, the captain told me, so we may just be able to put a brake on Lalonde before it gets totally out of hand. Terence Smith's ships are scheduled to depart from Tranquility today. Lalwani, you estimate it will take them a week to reach Lalonde?
Yes, she said.
It took the Gemmo 6 days to get from Lalonde to Tranquility. With the starships in Smith's fleet having to match formation after each jump, a single extra day is a conservative estimate. Even a Navy flotilla would be hard pushed to match that. And those are not frontline ships. Apart from the Lady Macbeth, Maynard Kana said in a quiet voice, I accessed the list of ships Smith recruited. The Lady Macbeth is a ship I am familiar with. He glanced at the First Admiral. I know that name. Kelvin Solanke ran a search program through his neural mnemonics. The Lady Macbeth was orbiting Lalonde when the trouble first broke out upriver. That wasn't mentioned in any of your reports, Lalwani said. Her slim forehead showed a frown. It was a commercial flight. Slightly odd, the captain wanted to export Aboriginal wood, but as far as we could tell, perfectly legitimate. This name does seem to be popping up with suspicious regularity, Maynard Kana said. We should be able to look into it easily enough, Samuel Alexandrovich said. Commander Solanke, the principal reason I asked you here was to inform you that you are to act as an advisor to the squadron which will blockade Lalonde.
Sir?
We are launching a dual program to terminate his threat. The first aspect is a Confederation-wide alert for Laton. We have to know where the Yaku went. Where is it now?
He won't stay on board, Lalwani said, not after he reaches a port, but we'll find him. I'm organizing the search now. All the Void Hawks in the Avon system will be conscripted and dispatched to alert national governments. I've already sent one to Jupiter. Once the Habitat consensus is informed, every Void Hawk in the Sol system will be used to relay the news. I estimate it will take 4 to 5 days to blanket the Confederation.
Time Universe will probably beat you to it, Admiral Kohlhammer said gruffly. Lalwani smiled. The two of them were sparring partners from way back. In this case, I wouldn't mind in the least.
Be a lot of panic. Stock markets will take a tumble.
If it makes people take the threat seriously, so much the better, Samuel Alexandrovich said.
Martella, you are to assemble a First Fleet squadron, a large one, to be held on 15-minute departure alert. When we find Laton, eliminating him is going to be your problem.
What problem?
I admire the sentiment, Samuel Alexandrovich said with a touch of censure. But kindly remember he escaped from us last time when we were equally hungry for blood. That mistake cannot be repeated. This time I shall require proof, even though it will no doubt be expensive. I imagine Lalwani and Auster will agree.
We do, Lalwani said. All Edenists do. If there is any risk in confirming the target is Lutton, then we will bear it.
In the meantime, I want Lalonde to be completely isolated, Samuel Alexandrovich said. The mercenary force is not to be allowed to land, nor do I want any surface bombardments from orbit. Those colonists have suffered enough already. The solution to this sequestration lies in discovering the method by which it is implemented and devising a counter. Brute force is merely dumping plutonium in a volcano, and I suspect the mercenaries would simply be sequestrated themselves should they land. Dr. Gilmore, this is your field.
Not really, the doctor said expressively, but we shall put our female subject through an extensive series of experiments to see if we can determine the method of the sequestration and how to cancel it. However, judging by what we know so far, which is virtually nothing, I have to say an answer is going to take a considerable time to formulate. Though you are quite right to instigate a quarantine. The less contact Lalonde has with the rest of the Confederation, the better, especially if it turns out Laton isn't behind the invasion.
The doctor has a point, Lalwani said. What if the Lalonde invasion is the start of a Xenoc incursion and Latin himself has been sequestrated?